Welcome to Freedom House Podcast. We're always encouraged to know God is working through this church as we change our world one life at a time. So if you have a story to share about how this ministry has impacted your life, please let us know and send us an email at amen@thefreedomhouse.org. We hope you enjoyed this message.
Well, I want to jump right into the Word of God this morning. If you get your Bibles out, and if you didn't get a message outline, lift your hand in our spectacular, phenomenal super ushers, I like saying that, will give you a message outline, points to my message, as well as the verses I'll be sharing with you today. And today I want to share with you something that God really put on my heart as I was, you know, just being a dad and doing my devotionals, reading the Bible and spending time with my wife and having a good time. And God just kind of put something on me because I always kind of trip out. Sorry, but sometimes, come on, you just trip out because you're like, it was Sunday morning, I'm on vacation. I'm like, it's like a war horse. On Sunday, I'm like ready to go to church. I'm ready to preach to somebody. So I did preach to my family, Judah, Faith, and my wife. I put a sermon together. Judah got saved. Faith got breakthrough, and Pastor Marie got delivered. Praise the Lord. Amen. But it was a phenomenal church service. Amen. But we did sing a worship song. We did a devotional because, you know, it's Sunday. We got to honor the Lord. And but I always trip out because when I'm on vacation, I'm like, man, all these people are not going to church right now. You know, come on, somebody, you know? Sorry if I do that. And I'm like, they're not going to church, you know? And I'm like, well, neither am I. Wait a minute. I'm like, maybe I'm on vacation too. I don't want to judge nobody. But anyway, you know, the enemy will try to mess with you where he'll say things like, see, you going to church on Sunday, you're missing out. You could be chilling, hanging out, relaxing. You don't got to wake up early. You know, they want you to serve. Come on, somebody. And, you know, the enemy tries to kill these doubt, these things in your mind. And I'm like, you know what? The devil is a liar. I'm not missing out. Are you kidding me? When I go to church, I'm not missing out. I'm receiving the presence of God. Come on, somebody. I'm loving Jesus. I'm getting healed. I'm receiving the purposes of God. But what really spoke to me this last couple of weeks, and I'm going to share with you, is a newfound, not going to say newfound, but just reminded of a passion for souls. A passion for people, loving God's people. And I'm going to talk to you today, you know, on the premise of what really matters to God. What is God up to? And I'm going to talk to you I'm going to shift kind of our History Maker series here. And I want to talk to you for probably the next couple weeks on what God's heartbeat is up to. Because as I see people, how many know people need Jesus, okay? Let's just say that. You're like, you could think of three people. They definitely need Jesus. Come on, somebody. But, you know, this hurting world needs a loving God. And I want to share with you some things. And don't prejudge my message. Like, okay, here we go. Pastor Sai's going to talk about, you know, winning souls. And I guess we're all going to be given a bullhorn and we're all going to preach on the corner. And I'm not talking about that, okay? I'm talking about affecting your everyday world to Jesus. Because here's a fact, okay? Straight up fact. Statistics say inviting people to church is one of the most effective ways to introduce people to Jesus, okay? However, 53% of people will not receive Jesus in church. They will first hear about Jesus at the workplace, in the boardroom, on the sports team, at your cousin's house. Because they're not going to come to church, but guess what? The church goes to them. And if we're going to change this world one life at a time, yeah, go ahead. Give God a clap. Amen. If we're going to change this world, if God is going to use our lives to truly be history makers, then we've got to expand our mindset from what God does only on a Sunday morning, but what he does on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, through our lives. And so I really want you to open your hearts, and I'm going to read to you out of Galatians chapter 5, verse number 6. And what we're about to read is Paul the Apostle is going to share some very useful information for all of us, because he's going to share with us here through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit about what really counts in life, okay? So Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, you can remain seated. I know we stand for the reading of God's word, but you can remain seated, because if everybody stands up, I'm not as tall. You won't see me. You'll be like, where'd he go? Come on, somebody. So you can see that. You can follow me. Galatians 5, 6, the Bible says this. It says, for in Christ Jesus, he says, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. What that is speaking to was the religious ritual of being Jewish or being Hebrew. He says, that's not what matters, religious rituals and all that stuff. But listen intently, people of God. He said, the only thing that counts, I'll say it one more time, the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. How many want your life to count? Okay. I want my life to count. Paul the Apostle says, the only thing that counts is when our faith is expressed. I want to talk to you this morning, tell my messages, his story of love, his story of love. Bow your head, let's pray one more time. Father, thank you this morning, this patio service. And I feel good about ministering this message about being the church beyond the walls, and we're having a service on the patio that's outside the walls. I think that's a good thing, Lord. Help us, Father, to remind us that what you do in us is so that we can make a difference in the world. And Father, this morning, give me the grace to communicate how we express our faith through loving this world back to Jesus, Lord. I pray this morning, God, that you would move in us, speak to us, challenge us. Lord, go ahead, Holy Spirit, convict us and show us, Lord, how our lives can be used to write your story on this earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody just say, amen. Let me start right here. Paul says the only thing that counts. I'll just start out off the bat by saying, have you ever thought, like, what counts to heaven? Like, what does God measure success? How does heaven measure success, okay? Like, what does God look like and say, man, good job? Is it fame? Is God like, man, you are so famous, God's like, wow. Is it, you know, is it money? Like, God's like, wow, you have so much money, I have never seen that before. Like, what is heaven's success? Is it reputation? Is it awards? Is it your Facebook friends, your Instagram followers? Is it your, God's like, wow. Is it your singing gift? Is it your preaching? God's like, man, that was such a good sermon. I didn't even know that about myself, Pastor Josiah. What's heaven, what does heaven applaud? I mean, have you ever thought about that? Like, what is heaven looking at? Is heaven like, girl, you are so cute. Woo. Those eyebrows are like, whew. I've never seen him in history. Come on, I don't. What does heaven applaud? You see, earth will applaud your accomplishments, but heaven applauds who you are. I'll say it one more time. Earth applauds your accomplishments, but heaven applauds who you are. In other words, go ahead and if you go to all, girl, get your eyebrows on fleek, right? Get that promotion, start that business, have those Instagram followers. But God says, what I'm concerned about is who you are in the midst of all that. That I don't lose myself. What God called me to be. Scripture says, what does it profit a man or a woman to gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Tell your neighbor, say, don't lose your soul. Say, don't lose your soul. Don't lose your soul. You know, we don't have to guess very far what heaven accomplishes or heaven what heaven counts, because in the verse I just read to you, Paul the Apostle is instructing the believers with doctrinal teaching, and he's telling them, listen, I don't know how you guys are keeping count, but the Bible says that the only thing that counts to God is how our faith is expressed through love. That's what heaven measures. That the measure of a person isn't so much how holy we are and we should be holy, or how many Bible verses we don't know and we should know Bible verses, or how good of a worshiper. I mean, you lift your hands so high, you're like, man, okay, and you should worship. Heaven is counting is with all the faith do I have, am I expressing that? Is it just coming to me and stopping here, or is it reaching through other people in my life? So tell your neighbor, say, express the love of God. Tell them that. Paul writes in Galatians 5:6, he says, the only thing that counts is faith that expresses itself through love. You see, love is the theme of heaven. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. The scripture says in 1 John 4:6, for God is love, and whoever lives in love lives in God. The Bible doesn't say that God does love. It says that he is love. And if I live in love, then I truly live in God. It's the theme of heaven. God is into this thing called love. Because see, if our faith is not expressed through love, then it becomes a blockage or a conduit. And I think this is powerful. Because if you ever want to measure how much faith you have, measure how much love is being expressed out your life. Because I've found some people, I say it with a smile, is, man, I know you know a lot, but why are you so mean? Like, yeah, I know you're a Christian, but why are you just so mean? Like, you know, the devil. And I was like, I know, but you're just so mean. Come on, Sister Sandpaper, I'm not looking at nobody. Well, I'm just trying to sharpen them. Yeah, but you can sharpen. You got to be sandpaper. Come on, somebody. All right? You know, like, God's like, I want you to have faith, but I want it expressed through love. Because there is a world that needs the love of Jesus. That needs the love of God. It's one thing to have faith, but it's another thing to express love. So watch this. If I was the devil, and I'm not, by the way, but if I was, the Bible says we got to know the schemes of the devil. Is that the enemy, what he'll do to stop your faith is he'll stop your love. So therefore, yeah, you're a person of faith, but you're so mean that nobody wants the God that you serve. The only thing that counts is faith expressed through, talk to me, come on, love. You see, us opening this building, us, you know, as a church family, even gathered outside, what we're saying is we have so much faith that we want the love of God to be a conduit, a funnel, and through what we do in every area of life. I want you to write this down, point number one, history of God's love in this world. When it comes to expressing our love through faith, and I want to start with this, then I'll get to the core of the message, but we've got to understand that, I know that's small here, but I'm called and commanded to love God and people. We who have been redeemed, we who God has saved, we who God has forgiven, God has changed, God has transformed us, has allowed us, has taken us from darkness into light, who were lost, confused. God says that we are commanded to love him. The scripture says in Matthew 22, 37 and 40, it says, Jesus replied, he says, love the Lord your God with all your what? Heart. And with all your what? Soul. And with all your what? Mind. Watch verse 38. This is the first and the what? The greatest commandment. Verse 39 says, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law of the prophets hang on these two commandments. Here's the Bible in a sentence. You ready for this? The whole Bible. The whole Bible, here it is. You can be like, I read the whole Bible. No, you don't. Don't lie. But you know, I know the theme. It's love God and love people. That is the whole, he says this, if you get these two things right, the Bible says, then you're going the right direction, is loving God and loving people. You see, why does God say that loving, this is the first and the greatest? First speaks to order, greatest speaks to priority. There is nothing greater or more, takes more priority than me loving God and expressing his love towards people. And when we're focused on loving God, nothing else matters. You see, a lot of people serve God out of fear. But what if you serve God out of love? You see, it's like me being married to Pastor Marie. We're married. I don't stay married to her because I fear her. Man, she's crazy. She'll slash my tires. She's crazy. No. You know, I'm not faithful to her because I fear her. Man, I'm faithful to her because I love her. I'm committed because I love her. And if you're looking at my hand, I lost my wedding ring on vacation, okay? So you're like, where's his ring? If he's faithful, where's his ring? Come on. I'm just going to put it out there right now. I'm confessing my sins that I lost it. Come on, somebody. It's the second one I lost. She got mad at me. She's like, well, maybe I'll lose mine too. And you got to buy me a new one. I'm like, come on, somebody. No, that's called revenge. Okay. All right. Don't lose it. Amen. All right. It's like, oops, I lost mine too. You know? Amen. Okay. Anyway, so... praise the Lord, I need to go get one. It's funny, my kids are like, you can't kiss mom. You're not wearing a wedding ring. I'm like, psh. I'm like, kid, get out the way. Come on, somebody, you know. Anyway, well, you know, so if you see my hand, that's why, okay? So praise the Lord, you're like, what? So I love her. And because I love her, I'm committed. You see, when we fall in love with God, nothing else matters. My prayer for you isn't so much that you become so afraid of God that God's going to send you to hell. Turn or burn. Like, man. Yeah. Repiéntense. Come on, somebody. You know, that's for some of you. Which we should, you know, repent. But God's not trying to get you to be afraid of him. He's trying to get you to fall. He didn't say, above all else, you better, if I catch you. He said, love God. You see, I'm convinced that when you fall so in love with God, you won't want to do the opposite of what he does. When you fall so in love with God, you won't want to use his name in vain. When you fall so in love with God, you won't want to have anything that would take you away from the God that loved you, changed you, filled you, come on, set you free, redeemed you, forgave you, removed the shame, the guilt, the condemnation. Nothing. Why? Because I love God. And this is fundamental, because when we begin to love God, then that love of God begins to can come into our lives and then begin to flow into everyone that we know. Write this down, point number two. I want to move quick because I'm going to spend some more time on this one. Once we fall in love with God, and I believe that the reason why you're here is you love God. You didn't come to church this morning to hear my message. You came here because you love God. Come on, say amen. This church is not built on a personality. This church is built on the word of God, and it's built on the things of Jesus. Just put a good amen on that, okay? You didn't come here, you're like, man, this is the best worship team. No, you came because we love God. And you're like, you know what? I'm here because I want to get to know Jesus. This is my home. Come on, somebody, right? I love God. Tell your neighbor, just tell your neighbor, say, I love God, okay? I love God. All right, don't get mad. I love God, all right? But you're here because we love God. Now, once you receive that love of God, what do I do with all this faith? What do I do with all this love? Point number two, write this down, is I'm called to love people to Jesus through faith. I'm called to love people to Jesus through faith. Once we accept this love of God, stay with me here, is we have got to realize that we have to love people, because Galatians 5:6, the Bible says, and I'll read it to you one more time. It says, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor have any value. It says the only thing that counts, say it with me, say the only thing that counts. Tell your neighbor, say the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. This is the measurement of heaven. Is faith that expresses itself through love. Now, why does it say by faith to express love? It's because, listen to me intently, it's going to take faith to love certain people. And all the married people said, now come on somebody. All right. And all the parents said, come on. It is going to take faith to love certain. It's going to take faith to love difficult people. It's going to take faith to love your employees when they're getting on your nerves. Come on. It's going to take faith to get along maybe with a coworker. It's going to take faith. You're like, church, I love everybody here, but pastor, when I go to work, when I go home, when I go with my outlaws, I mean my in-laws, I mean, when I go to my cousin's house, when I go to my cousin's house, when I go to, pastor, you don't understand, when I go to school, it is such an ungodly place. So ungodly. It's God, that's why the Bible says that faith expresses itself. In other words, it takes faith to love people. It takes faith to truly be a believer who says, I'm going to love you even when I don't feel like loving you. Even when I feel like not loving you, I'm going to love you. You know, when I think about this, you got to understand, this is what's going to change the world. I'll never forget from my life, you know, when I went to college, and when I got out of college, I wanted to get into the investment world. And to get into the investment world is tough because it's a cutthroat world. I mean, they're just like, you know, why would they want more stockbrokers? Because you're just going to take their business. And so you're just trying to get in at any level. And I got in at I someone sponsored me. So I got in. I was like the bottom of the barrel, chumpy, like just at the bottom. And let me just quick to all the young people that want to do something in your life and business, you got to learn how to start at the bottom. Okay. I'm waiting for the CEO application. You're going to wait a long time. You got to start in the mailroom. You got to be faithful. You got to honor God and watch how God will get you to go to the next level. Just put a good amen on that, okay? So I started, I'm the coffee server, okay? I'm just trying to get in the investment world. And I'll never forget when I was in there, it was one of the most ungodly workplaces. Don't raise your hand, but anybody work in some ungodly places, okay? Or you're like, Jesus, bring fire in this. Come on, I don't know, right? It was one of the most ungodly work environments. I'm talking like just ungodly to every level. And in the investment world, the top brokers tend to be very, very pompous. They make tons of money. And it's like, I'll do what I want. They throw money. It's just terrible. And I'll never forget, there was one particular broker. He was a top broker. And whenever I come into a new job or a new place, a new place where I live, I always want to establish myself as a Christian or as a believer, okay? That doesn't mean I stand on the desk, I am a Christian. Okay, that's not what I do, okay? But I want to establish myself as a believer. This is who I am. So like, for example, like they'll say, hey, what you do this weekend? I'm not like, oh, nothing, right? I say, it was fantastic. You know, spent time with family, went to church on Sunday. It was an awesome day. Then we had a barbecue, just chilled out. Like, oh, you go to church, right? See, I'm establishing. It's not like, what you do? Nothing, but you were crying on Sunday. Oh, Lord. Faith expresses itself through love. So I went to church on Sunday. Or they'll do things like, hey, look at that. And I'm like, nah, I'm married. Like, what? What does that do anything with you? Just look at it. I'm like, nah, I want to honor my vows. Where are you from? I'm from nowhere, man. I'm from Southern California, but come on, you know. And just, I want to establish myself as a believer. Again, I'm not looking to argue with anybody. It's just, that's who I am. Faith was going to change the world. Faith expressing itself through love. But there was one particular top broker that he would make fun of me. You know, he'd be like, are you a Christian? Oh, you believe in that God you can't see? I'm like, yeah, but I see all that he does. And he's like, all right, whatever, you know? And I'm like, he's like, so I, you know, he's, oh, you read that Bible? You read the whole Bible? I'm like, well, I mean, I read it, you know, as often as I can. You know, I'm not like, yeah, every day, 30 minutes a day. Shandobo, come on somebody, right? I go, yeah, as often as I can, you know? Faith expresses itself through love. So, all right, cool. He'd make fun of me. But then his questions got a little bit different. Hey, so how often do you go to church? As often as I can, man. I just make it a priority. I wasn't really raised with the things of God. And my dad was an alcoholic, an addict, and my family was broken. But God changed my life, and I'm just trying to start a new legacy. Faith expressed after love. These questions get a little bigger. Hey, so what is the Bible all about? The Bible's about a relationship with God, not a religion. That's it. These questions got a little bit bigger. Hey, would you pray for me? Because I'm going through a lot. This question's got bigger. I'm going to tell you right now, the people that are making fun of you are the people that are most thirsty for what's on you. I'm trying to help somebody. It's what's thirsty, what's on you. There's a reason why it bugs them. It's because they actually, and what he was really testing was not my knowledge in the Bible. He was testing, are you real? Are you real? Are you genuine? Or are you just one of those Christians that, so what I ended up doing was, I'm like, man, this guy's asking me a lot of questions. I'm trying to work. No, I'm just joking. But I'm like, I went to the bookstore and bought him a Bible, you know, and I got one of those translations that, you know, can understand NLT, NIV. You know, I teach out of the NIV. I studied original languages in Bible college, but I like the NIV. Also the NLT, dynamic equivalence. But I gave him a Bible and I put it on his desk. I didn't say anything. I just put his name, put it on his desk, got a Bible, just put it there. And I didn't hear from him for like 2 days. So I'm like, I don't know if I offended him. Like maybe I went too far, you know, but I was like, whatever. I just put a Bible. I didn't do anything. You know, I mean, just put a Bible right there. A few days later, by this time, you know, we got to know each other. He had my phone number. And he calls me a couple days later, like at 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. And he's like, Josiah. I'm like, yeah, man, what's up? He says, ever since you gave me that Bible, I couldn't stop reading it. He says, no, hold on. He says, and last night, I put that Bible down and I ran. I don't know why I went for a run in the middle of the night. And I found myself in the field of a junior high school and I fell to my knees and I asked Jesus to come into my heart and you're the first person I wanted to call. Thank you for showing me who Jesus is. Come on, to God be the glory. Come on, somebody. To God be the glory. The Holy Spirit asked me to share these stories this morning because, see, if the world's going to change, he never came to church. After that, he came to church. But if we're really going to be the people of God, it's not going to be only us saying we come to church, but it's us saying we are going to be the church and we're going to go love people and express our faith through love. And it not only works on Sunday morning, guess what? It works on Monday. And it works on Wednesday and Tuesday. And it works. You know, I'll never forget another time when, you know, I came home from church because, you remember, faith to love someone is because you're not going to feel like loving someone. I'll never forget another time I came home for church, and it was a great church service. You know what's a good church service? Come on, somebody. It's a good church service. And, you know, after a good church service, you're always hungry. I don't know why that is. There must be some connection there. I don't know. But we went out to eat. We get home late. It was like, I think it was like a Wednesday or something. So we get home, and there were some security guards over here. We lived in the apartments, Pioneer Projects, over there. Come on, somebody. And there's some security guards, and I've just had this prompting, you know, hey, go share with them what you learned tonight. Because it was a great service, you know? And I was like, but it was really? You want it for them too, Lord? You know? And God just kind of tapped me on the shoulder. You ever had God tap you on the shoulder? You know? I haven't always done it, to be honest. And I don't want to create this like super spiritual. I haven't always been obedient. There's sometimes I miss some opportunities where I'm like, oh man. But in this case, I just felt the tap. You know, God will tell you, hey, pray for them. Hey, invite them. Hey, go tell them. I'm like, oh, I didn't want to do it. Come on, don't judge me. Come on, somebody. Don't look at me with those eyes. But you're Pastor Joseph. I wasn't a pastor, but it don't matter. You know, go. And I'm like, all right. So I went, and I was like mad to go. I don't know, that's terrible. I'm sorry if I'm confessing. But I went over there, and I'm like, I said, hey, guys, what's up? You know, I know this may kind of be out of the norm here, but, you know, tonight we just learned on the power of prayer, and is there anything I could pray for you for? And, you know, God loves you. As I started saying that, these two security guards just started crying. I'm like, well, I'm preaching no sermon. Like, what's going on? And he said, last night, we were right here sitting on this bench. And we said, God, if you're real, make this tree talk to us. And here you are standing right in front of the tree telling us about God. I'm telling you those stories because I believe those are awaiting you. Because what counts, I'm going to keep saying this. I'm telling you, God broke my heart for souls. I'm going to talk about it in weeks to come. What counts is faith that expresses itself through love. That God, you touch my life, not just so I could be this reservoir and, ooh, I got goosebumps and me and Jesus, man. No, but God's like, I touched your life because I want you to be a conduit, a funnel, a river, an ocean, that whoever comes in your path, you're gonna just, come on somebody, love them back to Jesus. Now, listen, I'm not telling you to be weird. I'm not telling you, you know, to do, because again, sometimes when I talk about it, you're like, man, Pastor Seibel, but what, man, I don't know, like those little sayings you just said. I'm gonna tell you right now, I didn't even know what I was saying. I'm telling you the truth. I didn't have like my notes. I'm like, hey, I wanna tell you about Jesus. Point number one, you know, it was just simply, God, I'll love on them. I didn't have a sermon. I didn't have an illustration. You know, there wasn't no keyboard playing behind me. Come on, somebody. It's just simply, okay, God, I'll let you just use my life. I believe God is waiting for us in those places. The scripture says this. It says in 1 Corinthians 9:22 and verse 23, it says, to the weak I became weak so I may win the weak. I have become all things to all people so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all of this for the sake of the gospel, that I might share its blessings. Paul the Apostle talks about, you know, becoming all things. In other words, I'm trying to connect with people. I'm just trying to save some to experience the same love of God that I experienced. That is the kingdom call. That's what God calls to. James chapter 4 and verse 14. Why does God not want us to delay? Why is God up to this here on planet Earth? The Bible says this. You do not even know what will happen tomorrow or what is your life. You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Scripture says our life is a vapor. We're here 1 second and we're gone the next. Why is God into this? Because see, people at any moment can go meet God. They could die. You know, I don't know after this service what's going to happen. I'm not trying to scare you or anything, but I'm saying is we don't know. I often hear people say, well, you know what? I'll serve God when I get older. I'm like, that's a great plan if you were promised to get older. But you're not promised that. Our life is a vapor. Here 1 second, gone the next. You know, I'll never forget when we began Freedom House. It was still in our house, and there was this one particular gentleman who was coming to our church, and he was battling addiction. And we were having a conversation with him, You know, he began to share with us how, you know, it was so hard for him to give up this addiction. And I pleaded with him, like, man, just, I'm here for you. Here's my number. I'll pray with you. I'll walk with you. I go, just let it go, man. And he says, I can't. I can't. And I'll forget that night. He took off. And then the next day, or a couple days later, his girlfriend called us. And what happened was that weekend, he overdosed on drugs. And he was smoking a cigarette. He dropped it because he was so overdosed. His apartment lit on fire. And he died. And I'll never forget the feeling, the emotion that came over me saying, God, did I do everything that I was supposed to do because this was his last stop? Did I tell him everything about who you were? And I just want to say, you don't know this, but some people that you come in contact, that might be their last stop. That might be the last time they have an opportunity to hear from Jesus. Your friends, your coworkers, before they go before God. And we have a responsibility to say, we want to tell people about the same love that I've encountered in Jesus' name. I know I told you that was my last story, but I got one more. Come on, somebody. It's my third closing. Amen. We got baptism today. But God cares about his lost sons and daughters so much, like so much, that the Bible tells us that this is what his focus is. And I'll never forget, my wife and I were at Disneyland with our kids. And when we were with our kids, you know, my kids are funny. Now they go to Disneyland, they're like, Disneyland. I'm like, you better be grateful. There are kids around the world that wish they can go to Disneyland. But anyway, I'm not renewing my passes. I'm like, you're off for 3 years. Come on, somebody. Anyway, but, you know, but we were there. But when it was just Judah and Faith, Zara had not been born yet, our third baby. But for a second, we were there down Main Street, and it was packed out. And for a second, you know, we lost faith. And as a parent, you know what you feel like when you're like, where is she? Your heart goes to your feet, like, boom, like that. It's just a quick second. Where is she? Like, where's Faith? And you're, you know, your mind is going crazy because you've seen the movies. Come on, somebody. You're like, oh my goodness, I was going to turn into that one guy that chased down. You know what I mean? I'm like, where? Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm like, where is Faith? I'm like, where's Faith? And you're just, nothing matters at that moment. Where's Faith? And all that I was infatuated on was where she was. And I think about how my son Judah, when he was there, even though I had my son Judah with me, I was more focused on my child that was lost. You're gonna get it. I love my son Judah, but my focus was on my daughter who was lost. Can you imagine my son Judah at that moment saying, Dad, let's go get a churro? Be like, son, I want a churro too, but right now is not churro time. Right now is we have got to find your sister because she's lost. You hear my son Judah saying, yeah, Dad, but let's go on Space Mountain, Dad. Be like, what's wrong with you? Don't you realize your sister's lost? In so many ways, if we're not careful, and God, man, he convicted my heart. In so many, if we're not careful, we can become that way as people are like, God, what about my blessing, God? What about, I want a churro, Lord. I want, come on, Lord, give me a raise. And God's like, don't you realize that I have lost sons and daughters? I love you, but would you help me find them? Would you help me? See, if we're not careful, that's what this building will become. Listen, at the moment, and I don't mean this in any rude way, but I really didn't even care about my son Judah at the moment. He was holding my hand. What I cared about was him helping me find his sister. And if we're not careful, I'm not saying God doesn't care about you, but we can come before God and we could be so much, gimme, 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 Lord, my name is Jimmy. And God's like, listen, would you just partner with me to find, I'm not picking on Jimmy, if your name is Jimmy, but I'm saying, God's like, will you partner with me? And this is what I'm saying, and I feel this on this patio service, and I don't think it's by coincidence that we're forced to have, you know, services right here on the outside. I think it's to remind us that God is concerned with people that are outside, come on somebody, that are outside and that are not inside. We'll become such a bless me type of person. God, what about me? And God's like, read Luke 15. He left the 99 to find the one. The 9 coins to get the one that was lost, the prodigal son. And again, I'm not saying God doesn't care about us, but here's my prayer, is that we partner with God to find the lost sons and daughters. And God says, I'm trying to find them because they're lost and I care about them. Would you partner with me? Because the only thing that counts is faith that expresses itself through love. Come on, let's pray. Stand to your feet in Jesus' name.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We pray that you are blessed by God's word. To find out more about Freedom House Church, visit us at freedomhouseoc.org.